Through the miracle of radio waves, the Evangel Home of Fresno is flying through the air of the Central Valley. Okay, not the literal structure, but the radio voice of the Evangel Home, which is called Heartline, this program right here. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams, as always, and it's always a delight to bring Heartline to the airwaves. Today, Jerry Brenneman, the director of All Things Evangel Home, is here, along with some other guests. We are really out of our usual element today. We are over in the childcare area, and we have some wonderfully special guests. How old are you?
Four.
She's holding up four fingers. And what's your name?
Madison.
Okay, and what's your name?
Amaya.
And how old are you?
Four.
Four. Okay. Jerry, I won't ask you how old you are.
I was four once.
Why don't you, Jerry, take a moment and explain why we're here. What's going on here today?
Okay, well, the one person you didn't introduce yet was Kira, our daycare director.
Right.
And Kira and the kids put together a wonderful opportunity for us with Hobby Town here in town. A way for us to get more toys, and so I wanted to talk about that today.
Kira, we have some guests, but explain what's going on. What happened with Hobby Town?
Well, I was approached by the manager at Hobby Town. So he approached me and asked if I would like to have a box out for the Evangel Home kids, and I said, well, absolutely. So he said, if you get me a sign, I've got the box. And so we had the kids make a handprint sign with all their different handprints on it. We put up some flyers, and we've got a box out there now so people can make donations.
Okay. And have donations been coming in?
You know, I haven't been out there yet, but I think they're trickling in.
Okay. So, my listening friend, there's a ministry opportunity for you.
Yes,
indeed.
Absolutely.
So, if somebody wants to be part of that, what's the best way, Kira?
The best way is to just head on out to Hobby Town. If you're looking for gifts for your kids, they've got tons of stuff. It's a really big facility, so you can do some of your Christmas shopping and then pick up a gift for one of the kids and just drop it off right in the box. It's right there.
Okay, great. And where is Hobby Town?
It's located at Blackstone and Barstow. There's a Food Max in the same shopping center. It's right there.
Okay, great. That's an exciting opportunity. Yeah, people call and say, how can we help? Here's a way. Jerry, this has never come up before, has it, specifically?
Not like this, no. It's a new contact for us. It's a new way to help. And just to get our kids involved the way they have been is awesome.
Okay. Okay, let me talk to you, young lady. You're 4 years old, and your name is Madigan?
No, Madison.
Madison, okay. And you told me that you have a mark on your neck, and that makes you what?
A cutie.
It makes you a cutie. That's right. That mark on your neck makes you a cutie. You don't need a mark on your neck. You are a cutie with or without that mark on your neck. But that's wonderful. And tell me your name again, young lady.
Amaya.
Amaya. And who made you so cute?
God.
Oh, God did. I like it. Good answer. And are you looking forward to Christmas? She's not. She's nodding. You could talk. That would be helpful since we don't have a camera. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Good. What do you want for Christmas, Madison?
Get what I'm going to have for Christmas.
What?
That on Christmas, I'm going to tell Santa I want a jump rope and bubble and a penguin and everything.
A jump rope and a penguin and. Well, that sounds like great fun. Wouldn't that be nice?
A jump rope. Bubbles and a penguin. That's great.
And Amaya, what would you like for Christmas?
A cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat. Oh, my. We'll see.
Are those just the sweetest requests? You know, there's not a gadget there. There's not an electronic anything. Boy, that is simplicity. Bubbles, a jump rope, a cowboy hat, and a penguin. That's how easy it is to help our kids.
I wish my grandkids were that easy. Carol,
Amaya,
What have you got in your lap there?
I have a two-month-old. I have a two-month-old and a three-month-old who is also working on a bottle, but this is two-month-old Kanan, so he's just hanging out with us today.
And who's Kanan's mama?
Summer. That's actually Amaya's brother.
Okay. Well,
so
good.
She helps me watch brother while she's in here.
Well, that's a great job. See, she should get the gifts just for being a help. She should be part of the staff.
You know, Jim, I think in my many years of being here, Kira now with, we will have another infant here in a few weeks because one of our Crossroads gals just had a baby. Kira then will be watching three that will be 4 months and younger. that's a lot of watching.
Yeah.
So
do you ever feel like a volunteer to come in and help out from time to time would be a good idea?
Yeah, I have help in the morning from 8 to 10, and that's a huge help because then I also have the crisis kids in here with me. So it can get a little bit chaotic. And then after the crisis kids leave, sometimes it settles down for a little bit and I can focus more attention on the babies. But yeah, if I ever need help, they're so great. I just call in for help. I say, I need backup stat. So they send someone over.
And usually for the needs in daycare, we get one of the women from around here.
Okay.
Just because Kira never knows when she's really going to need help. And if we've got a list of community volunteers, which is wonderful, chances are they can't get here in 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. So now let me just ask you the first question that comes to my mind. Do these women miss a class to come in?
Some of them do. And one of the things we don't like to do, actually, Jim, is just to bring someone over from the crisis home because
right.
we have no idea who they might be, what they might be with, like with kids. So, or the other opportunity we have, like when you came in this morning, there was a woman named Teresa sitting here.
Yes.
Community Connection, the graduates are on standby, and some of them have been trained. I know Susan helps you a lot, Kira, so it's a really good spot for them.
Yeah, and we, you know who those women are.
And yes, exactly.
So there aren't any question marks as to what may or may not eventuate. Well, Madison, let me ask you another question. Have you always been such a cutie?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
What else?
That
after Thanksgiving at Christmas, and after Christmas to someone else's birthday, and after someone else's birthday to Valentine's Day, and after Valentine's Day it's my birthday.
After Valentine's Day, your birthday. Okay, after Thanksgiving is Christmas, after Christmas is somebody else's birthday, after somebody else's birthday is Valentine's Day, and then your birthday, and you will be what? Five? Okay. I thought maybe you'd be nine this time. No, you're four now, so you'd be five next time. And have you always been so cute, Amaya?
Yes.
Even when you were as little as your little brother, Kanan, you were this cute?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's...
These two are wonderful to have in daycare, too, Jim. They're very good artists. And so many times I come out here, and what are you guys doing at this table?
Doing artists.
You're doing artists.
What did we do today?
Made
it... A nativity.
Okay.
What's in a nativity?
What's a nativity?
It's what you make with glue. You stick it on here, the wing, then this and this and everything.
Oh, I see an angel, and it looks like the baby Jesus in a little loft of hay and a little crib. Is that right?
No, not in a crib.
No. Well, it's kind of a crib from that day, maybe. Okay. What do you call that?
A manger.
Of course, a way in a manger. It's not a way in a crib, huh?
Do you guys know some Christmas songs?
Uh-huh.
What have you been working on?
What Christmas songs do you know? Can you sing one for us? What'd you do yesterday? Did you sing some songs?
I even went out of school.
Yeah, went to school?
Want me to teach you one?
Yeah, teach me one.
I know the Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Let's hear it.
Okay, can you sing that?
Sing it.
Uh-huh. Frosty the Snowman.
That's a great start.
That's a
great start. Maybe Frosty melted. Yeah. Do you know any songs, Amaya? What songs do you know?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Can you sing Jingle Bells for us? Somebody's getting shy.
All of a sudden, our two talkative ones have gotten shy.
You're not shy.
Madison's not shy.
Yeah,
just forgot the words of Frosty the Snowman. Well, we're got a couple of minutes here, Jerry, and we're right up at the last minute of Christmas. Any Christmas wishes for our listeners? And I got you a couple of minutes here. You got a little time.
Yeah, I think this would be a good time, Jim, maybe to talk to Kira also about her wish list for daycare beyond Christmas. And for me to let everyone know that we often receive an abundance of gifts at Christmas, which we then keep to give to kids and the women throughout the year. So we can really never have too many gifts. But I think there's all sorts of little things going on out here, even like batteries and stuff I would not think of. So I know Kira's got a mental list all the time of what she needs beyond Christmas.
Okay. Kira, how long have you been working here at the daycare?
Ooh, let's see, 5 months.
Okay. You're wearing an Azusa Pacific University sweatshirt. Is that your alma mater?
Yes. I graduated 2010.
All right. Good for you. How can people help last minute and year-round? How can people help with this absolutely vital strategic ministry of the Child Care at Evangel Home?
The easiest way is if you want to send a cash donation, if you want to go to Michael's or Walmart and pick up a gift card, that's a huge help to us because sometimes people don't have specific things that they know of. So just giving a gift card helps me a ton because I can run out there and pick up whatever we need. So things like that, or if you want to send batteries, D batteries for our swings, double A batteries for some of the toys. The kids are always asking me, oh, teacher, it doesn't work. And I'm saying, oh, well, I have to go get batteries. And I know I'm shuffling because I don't have batteries to get. So that's a huge one. Bubbles, that goes a long way for us. Craft supplies, art supplies, all kinds of things.
All right. You know, that's an area that people aren't, it's not top of mind when you think of how to help out Evangel Home. And we don't talk about it a lot, Jerry, but let's see. Just checking the time here on my recording machine. We have a few seconds, but let me just recap. We have got a significant ministry going here in the child care area of Evangel Home. These women are here for homeless women and their children, and they need care. And Kira just does a spectacular job. She's obviously passionate about what she's doing here and is so appreciated. But you can help, and it's easy. A cash donation, batteries are a big deal. So many things need batteries. But pray for us, first of all. You've heard Jerry talk the last few weeks about the need for some cash reserves and ongoing needs here at Evangel Home. So help us where you can. Pray for us, for starters. But we're out of time now. Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Amaya. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Kanan. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org, evangelhome.org, by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.